This is Voice to America, the global talk show where the world comes to talk. Here's your host, Tony Fimino.
Thanks so much for tuning into this edition of Voice to America, the radio program where you find out what the world thinks about you and the issues that are important to you. We hopscotch around the globe, talk to regular people just like you and me in the hot zones. We hear their stories, and then hopefully we can connect the dots. Coming up momentarily, we're going to continue our top story of the day, President Obama backing the mosque project near Ground Zero. Last hour, you heard from the Secretary General of the Islamic Commission of Spain, also from a self-proclaimed reformed terrorist who studied under Ayman al-Zawahiri. Coming up this hour, you're going to hear from the head of the American Islamic Foundation for Democracy, and then we're going to go back into Europe and find out how the media are covering this story there and what the reaction is from folks outside the United States. Still also to come this hour, too, we will follow the story about Russia continuing to help Iran with its nuclear program. And starting tomorrow, they are going to deliver important ingredients in which Iran will actually go nuclear for the first time. We will explain all the details coming up and find out what this means for the U.S. relationship, not only with Iran, but of course with Russia. We've also got the week ahead where you'll find out what the news is before it is news, and other stories that we continue to follow, including the breaking news that the shift is on, the hedge has begun with America's policy in Afghanistan and Pakistan. A two-pronged public relations assault today. General David Petraeus announcing that he is hedging on the exit date of July 2011, the end of the war that was announced by President Obama before he really started this latest phase of the war. That now apparently is being scrapped. And we get word now out of Afghanistan from some of our citizen journalists there that the president there, Hamid Karzai, is announcing that he has agreed with Obama that there is going to be a review of the strategy there. So you can see what's happening. And it was inevitable because it was a flawed strategy from the beginning. And maybe it was a case where Obama felt he just needed to take time and, you know, he'd deal with it a little bit later. Now maybe later has come. This also could mean, though, that it is a signal of something more significant. We'll have more reaction from around the globe on that and more analysis as this story continues to unfold on the Voice to America program. We are broadcasting now around the world on radio stations, satellite radio, streaming audio, and podcast. Radio stations throughout the United States. Satellite radio is XM Channel 158, heard throughout North America and the Caribbean. Stream and pod are at our website, which is voicetoamerica.com. All the content is free. If you're on our website, click the Listen Live icon, and you can connect to the stream anywhere around the globe. Click the podcast icon, and it takes 2 seconds, and you're all signed up, and we'll deliver this so you can listen to it on your own schedule. Contact us through Facebook or Twitter by searching the Voice to America show. We've got folks working on that right now. Also, straight through our website, you can contact us by clicking the contact tab there. We like to hear your reactions, suggestions, criticism, comments, what you've heard from around this program. And also, if you wish to contribute in the show, be one of the voices on the Voice to America program. Let us know where you are, why you want to be on, or nominate somebody. The only requirements are you must speak English and you must be reachable by telephone. Our lead story, 48 hours ago, President Obama has waded into the bitter controversy over the plan for the 9/11 mosque. He has decided to endorse it, and then in the last few hours, as politicians oftentimes do, he's been hit with a lot of controversy, and he himself is hedging, and he's backing off a little bit. And this is a story that will really be picked up in earnest because of the big media news cycles. This will actually start tomorrow. On CNN and Fox and NBC, Good Morning America, all of that will actually start. So this is at the beginning of the news cycle, certainly not somewhere in the end or even in the middle. Last hour, you heard some of our reaction from different folks about this. What does it mean? Is this an extension of Obama's Muslim outreach? Is this a mistake? Is this something that Obama will regret? Is this a strategic move that will actually help? Overall, over 60% of Americans oppose the 9/11 mosque. Very similar numbers, for instance, to Senate Bill 1070 in Arizona, in which overwhelmingly 70% of Arizonans, 60% of Americans support 1070, but Obama decided he was against it. In this case, over 60% of Americans oppose the mosque near 9/11, Ground Zero, but Obama endorses it. What is going on? Is the president out of step with the population? Is it vice versa? What is the right decision? For more on this, we bring in Zudi Jasser. He actually was a guest host on this program several years ago. Many of you may remember him. He also is the founder and president of the American Islamic Foundation for Democracy. He joins us live on the Voice to America program. Zudi, it's nice to have you back on the program.
It's great to be with you, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Zudi, when you heard President Obama say, I like this idea. I like the idea of a mosque. Is that the reaction that is a good reaction from the President of the United States?
I can't tell you how wrong it is. It is a continuation of political correctness gone awry. And you know, let me contextualize this. I come to this as a son of a family that escaped persecution in Syria, came here in the 60s. We've been a part of building a number of controversial mosques. The first mosque we built in Wisconsin was controversial, where the community was right after the hostage crisis. The community didn't want it there, and we stood by our rights to do it. We built the mosque, and they learned about Islam. Same thing here in Scottsdale. There was some controversy right after 9/11, and we stood by our religious freedom. But what he doesn't get is that he's just taken this as simply a minority victimization issue, and he thinks it's going to have some political hay, and he wants to stand by the Muslim minority. And I have to tell you, the issue is that Americans don't need lectures on religious freedom, and this is not about religious freedom. And what's going to happen is, because he's tone deaf to the real issue about the fact that you have not a small, humble mosque that the rest of us build in domestic money. This is a $100 million mosque that is probably going to be funded by foreign interests, that is going to cast a shadow on hallowed ground. That's the part he's being tone deaf to. And if you look at how this is going to play in Al Jazeera and around the world, it's going to be, oh, President Obama gave a lecture to the American people, to a White House audience of global Muslims at the iftar dinner, and basically told them that, well, the rest of America is trampling over Muslim rights, so therefore he gave them a lecture about how to treat Muslims equally. And that couldn't be further from the truth. He's missing the reality of the fact that this group, they're a nonviolent group, I'll give you, Cordoba House or whatever they're calling themselves today. But the bottom line is that they look at Ground Zero through the lens of Islam and political Islam, rather than what the rest of us Americans do, is that we look at Ground Zero through the lens of America, liberty, and equality.
Why is it that this group, this Cordoba House, why is it that with so much controversy they want to be so close to 9/11?
You know, it's interesting. They keep saying, well, what distance is the best distance to have? But yet when Daisy Khan, one of the wife of the imam and one of the organizers, was interviewed in the Washington Post, she said, well, we want to change the narrative of 9/11. This property came to us, and it basically is the hand of God telling us that we want to change what the narrative is. So basically, that's what they want to do. They want to basically erect from the, you know, shadow of 9/11 this large structure that I think is inappropriately large, that basically will say, well, Islam is about swimming pools and auditoriums and a cultural center, etc., when in fact Ground Zero was the beginning of a war. We have the rest of America to build those kind of facilities if they want to, but near Ground Zero, it was the beginning of a kinetic war that we need to respond to with counterterrorism centers, with a counter-ideology, counter-insurgency centers that fight the ideas that cause radical Islam, not to simply say that we're going to put a facade of a what appears to be, they still haven't denied that it's going to be foreign funded, and I think it's very much a security risk when you start talking about looking at imams like Awlaki, who came out of certain mosques in this country that were foreign funded, and others, and to say that, well, we should just turn a blind face and say that this is about religious freedom, when they may be taking foreign money, and for them to tell the American people in the world, well, this is a manifestation of the local community of Manhattan. Well, if it is, why are you going to get $100 million, most of which seem to be coming from outside the country?
The argument that this will help Muslim Americans' image in America, because it's a high-profile opportunity to send, as you mentioned, maybe a different message or a different narrative specifically about 9/11. How keen is that pressure? I mean, in your group and in what you deal with, is there still a feeling that, man, we are really under the spotlight for what happened under 9/11, whether it's fair or unfair?
The stimulus is there. You're exactly right. There's a lot of pressure because Americans now, almost 9 years after 9/11, are still trying to figure out where the moderate voice of Islam is. Last year was the busiest year of terrorist plots, from the Nidal Hassan massacre at Fort Hood to the Times Square bomber to the Christmas Day bomber. All of those radicals have been increasing. It was the busiest year, and Americans are simply seeing us. And so that's why, you know, we look at it at the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. We say, you know what? This is not a PR problem. We don't have a PR problem. Americans get it. We have an ideological problem that Americans need to see us lead, as far as saying, you know what? Sharia law is a tool for radicalism, for oppression of women and non-Muslims and Christians and Jews around the world. This imam says that Sharia is no different than the Declaration of Independence. So they see people like this say that, well, somehow if we fix our image and tell them what Islam really is, then the problem will go away. Rather than say, you know what, we need a 12-step program to fix our own problem, to stop the ideas that feed into. And you know, the president's statement, I think, feeds into a divisiveness that, well, somehow Americans are against Islam or against Muslims, and he's trying to set us straight. And it's not. It's not true. I think the fear that is there, you're exactly right, it's much more than palpable. It is genuine. The only way to shed it is for us to work truly against the ideas that form that.
All right. What about Obama's idea that he has this Muslim outreach program that he's been working on for the last couple of years? And in essence, it's, if we're nice to what he calls the Muslim world, they'll be nice back to us. Is that a good strategy?
We've been against that, and that, not, I mean, it's a great idea, but it just doesn't work. There's no evidence that if you go around the world and tell America how free Muslims are in America, and tell the world how free they are here, and you just talk to them about the wonderful relationship, and hug the kings that are oppressing their people, or hug Mubarak while you go speak at Cairo, that somehow that's going to shed their disgust for the West. And when in fact it hasn't. The polls have shown that his feel-good initiative has not done anything to the poll numbers about what the West. There was a study that just came out 2 weeks ago that said the negative, the positive ratings of America are still at 15-20%, negativity is at 70-80%, and it still revolves around blaming foreign policy and around other issues, which I don't think would fix it even if we changed our foreign policy tomorrow. The primary problem is the fact that the 57 OIC countries did not sign the UN Declaration of Human Rights. They signed the Cairo Declaration. They have a different compass by which they guide their societies. And we have a war of ideas that we need to start fighting, and not be apologists, and not step away from the reformists that really need to hear our support.
All right, Zuhdi, I appreciate the time as always. Zuhdi Jasser, the American Islamic Foundation for Democracy, our guest live here on Voice to America. When we come back, we're going to head over to Europe, and we're going to get a different reaction from a citizen over there on how he views the President of the United States endorsing a controversial mosque near Ground Zero. Stand by for that. Voice to America continues. I'm Tony Fimino.
Voice to America, where the world comes to talk.